A quiet evening curled up with an electronic tablet could lead to a crummy night's rest. WHYY's Todd Bookman reports on new research looking into so-called light-emitting devices and their impact on sleep cycles.
Spend 4 hours reading on a tablet instead of a printed book, and it will take, on average, an extra 10 minutes to fall asleep. That's the takeaway from a new study by Penn State researcher Anne-Marie Chang. She says heavy screen time exposes users to an intense amount of blue wavelength light, delaying the body's production of the sleep hormone melatonin.
And while they feel less sleepy when they're reading, the following morning, they feel more sleepy and less alert.
Chang tracked 12 adults for 2 weeks, taking blood samples and monitoring brainwaves and heart rate. On the nights participants used iPads instead of books, they found shortened periods of REM sleep, which may be important to memory and learning. The results appear in the proceedings of the National Academy of Sciences, though the study points out that popular Kindle e-readers don't emit light. UPenn sleep researcher Eileen Rosen says the best way to ensure good night's rest is to keep even traditional books out of the bedroom.
What we really want is for people to use the bed for sleeping and sex only. And if you're in bed for more than 15 minutes not doing either of those things, actually you should get out of bed.
Professor Chang is planning more research into how light-emitting devices alter function and performance during daytime use, too. For WHYY News, I'm Todd Bookman.